Welcome back, Weekend Breakfast. Allison Curtis with you on Today FM. Now, my next guest found fame as a member of one of the hugely successful British and Irish bands, The Wanted. And since then, he has wowed audiences in the West End and he has danced his way to win Strictly. And his journey from boy band to books continues as he releases the highly anticipated sequel to his explosive debut novel, Blood Flowers. It's called Poison Tides, and he joins me now, Jay McGuinness. You can go for it. Thanks so much for joining us. Good morning, Jay. How are you?
Morning. I'm really well. I'm doing very well. How are you?
You're a very busy man. Now, in my hand, I have, we can see, the new book. But just, I suppose, what I loved reading about you was just how important reading was for you as a child. And we have on our program this month celebrating a feature that's been running for 10 years of Little Readers coming on air. And I just love how you love talking about how that was just such a big part of your own childhood.
Yeah, and what's funny is I realised, you know, after years of boy banding around and all the rest of it, it's quite easy for people, you know, they don't know all the aspects of your personality. But as a kid and a teenager, one of the things was little James is going to walk out of like school with his nose in a book. And it was like, ha ha ha, James can't hear you when he's reading a book because I'm so like engrossed in it. And then, you know, then you become a singer and everyone's like, oh, he likes to sing and all the rest of it. And that sort of gets left behind. But my family always knew that I was a big book boy. And so then, like, when people say, like, how have you gone from that into writing fantasy novels? My family are all going, duh, this is always going to happen. It was always his thing. But, you know, like, you have chapters of your life, don't you? And then it's nice to sort of circle back and find that you did identify and still identify with all the stuff that made you who you were when you were a little baby.
Exactly. And I mean, I suppose, Jay, in many ways, like music and writing, like it's the artistic realm, like it's in that world. So it's not, I suppose, a total kind of, you know, diversion as well.
Yeah. And to be fair, like when we would be songwriting and it's pretty manic when there's five of you in the room or seven of you in the room, if we had like co-writers. But I really quickly felt confident, oh, I can write lyrics. And I knew that I could quickly make things rhyme and dissect things to make them say what we want to say quickly. And the other boys were way more melodious and they all played instruments. And that was a thing that I was like, oh, I write. So I've definitely done words over melody over the years.
I gotcha. And like fantasy, I have to be honest, when I was younger, I didn't really read a huge amount of fantasy novels, but I have a cousin who I love dearly and he's a writer now himself as well. But he was, like you, always his nose in fantasy, and it does shape your personality and I suppose how you view the world as well.
Yeah, I think fantasy readers, as much as any sort of genre can be, could claim optimism. I think if you're a fantasy reader, you do believe that the good guys end up winning after a lot of trouble. And like after I've been doing like signings in bookshops and stuff and meeting all the people that have read the first book, which was Blood Flowers, and now one or two signings meeting the Poison Tides readers, I've realized, okay, that is my sort of people, that they're like, we're definitely sort of, I don't want to say green of like the world's troubles, but we just hope for the best, like optimists. And fantasy, maybe we're deluded. I think there's a little bit of delusion in fantasy readers and escapism. And that's definitely something that I loved as a kid. And it's nice to like, when I do the signings and meet people, I'm like, I'm meeting someone that has the same worldview as me, which is nice.
Well, I don't think there's any harm in any escapism, especially now as well. So, Jay, will you tell us about Poison Tides? I love the cover as well. Like, I love it.
Okay, thanks, Emil. So the cover's by an artist. In fact, I forget his full name. Is Matthew Taylor something. I linked him on my Instagram recently. But the Poison Tides, it follows on from Blood Flowers, and it's Bear, this young boy who finds out he has some magical talents. And he, after the first book, ventures from his hometown, and it's him just starting to get out into the world, and he's being led along by these three witches in a canal boat. And definitely the three witches fill the role of like what I was saying recently my aunties and my mum and all, like my family are massive, obviously, like Irish Catholics usually have a massive family and loads of men and loads of women, but the kids are raised by a gaggle of women, and so you spend a lot of time being a 10-year-old boy spending all your time with 60-year-old women. And so the book following Bear and him working out if he can trust these women, and you know, they don't know all about his history and his past and he doesn't know about theirs, and off they go on this adventure into the wide world. And the first book was definitely establishing him at home, and this one is more sort of like getting out there and finding out who he is versus the rest of the world, and relying on these sort of more like worldly women to like sort of guide him as he goes.
I know. Well, sounds good. You have to rely on the women in your life. You definitely do as well.
You do, because they stick around.
Yeah, exactly. And they're wise. Yeah. And you're a big fan of Owen Coughler, who's, I'm going to call him a friend of the show. He's been on our show a few times and he's incredible.
Say that again, sorry. Owen Coughler.
Yeah.
Is that Owen Coughler?
Okay, don't worry about that. Don't worry about
Artemis Fowl.
Oh, Artemis Fowl.
Oh my God, my dumbass. Sorry, I'm so dumb. Yeah. Yeah, oh my God, I love those books. Ignorant. Yeah, no, that, so for me, like, I did all the classic fantasy novels as a kid, like kid fantasies, you know, like Harry Potter, Series of Unfortunate Events. And then Artemis Fowl to me was so dang cool. The way that the magic works, like, because in every fantasy book you have a magic system. The way the magic worked and the fairies, like, tried to get a little acorn into a ground to, like, connect with nature to make the magic activate, that electrified my brain. And it stayed with me forever. And a lot of people have said that my magic system is like based a lot on nature. And I live in California and people smoke a lot of things that aren't legal here. And all of that sort of real life magic where life goes a little bit skew-if. I love nature connected to magic. And I think probably that probably seeded something in my brain. But yeah, that was, I mean, what a great series.
Fantastic.
Movies, not so good, but books, amazing.
Amazing. And before I let you go as well, like, it's just crazy. So the band, The Wanted, the novels, and then one of the things that I think would be one of the most terrifying things for anybody to do in the world on planet Earth is dance on TV, live on TV, continually, week after week after week, but you did it and won it.
Yeah, that was Strictly is, for anyone that's seen Strictly and Dancing with the Stars, it's like, it's addictive and it's terrifying. The rehearsal space is so fun. You get there in with your dance partner. You have a great, well, I had a great connection with my dance partner. The cameraman, the sound woman, the tea person. There's like four or five of you for a whole week and you have so much fun. And they'll be watching your dance routine like, oh, that one looked good. And like, oh, needs work. That is so good. And then Saturday comes around and everyone is shaking like a, you know, a dog. And you're meeting these people that one of them is a politician, one of them's a sportsman, and you're all getting like hair and makeup done and it feels nuts. And then you have to go and do a dance. It's so embarrassing. It's horrible. Saturday comes around and then, you know, at the end of the school day, you're like, okay, I got through the school day. And but then you get to go back to the rehearsal room. Like, that feeling is so fun. If I can recommend it to anyone, I'd definitely do it. Obviously not everyone loves it, but I'd say 90% of the people there are just like, having, you're aware that you're having the time of your life while you're having it, but it's horribly scary. And I was without my boys. That was the first time I was doing interviews on my own, and my knees were going. It was a learning curve.
I would say it's utterly terrifying. That and cooking live on TV would be my two things that I would never be able to face.
Because there's a right and wrong. Everyone knows if the food is manky, and everyone knows if the dance went wrong. It's horrible.
Well, listen, it's a pleasure to have you on the show on Today FM this morning, Weekend Breakfast, and Poison Tides, Jay McGuinness. I hope I have an opportunity to talk to you again, because it's been a pleasure, and thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thanks for having me. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. That was brilliant. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Yeah, sorry about my brain fart.